Good evening, everybody. It's Harry here with the first episode of my newly titled podcast, A Few Things Considered. And thanks for the mostly positive reception to my final podcast under the name Forgettable Ruminations. And the reason for that change in title, I'll get to in a minute. My previous episode was about gratitude, and it was the most listened to episode of any under the title Forgettable Ruminations. So, you know, a little lowercase gratitude for that. But that pales in comparison to this, and this really happened to me. This is a true story. This past Saturday, I'm driving home from work around 2 in the afternoon. I take my usual route home, and I get to the longest light of my route just as it's turning red. And I don't have any Tolstoy in the seat next to me. But, you know, big deal. I'm patient. A blue Toyota pulls up in the lane next to me. I glance over, two attractive college women sharing, you know, this experience of waiting at the light with me. The light's still red. I glance back at the women, and whoosh, there they are. The passenger is humoring an old man with a flash. And it was too quick for my preference, and certainly the wrong venue. And like most men, I wish for this moment very often. I mean, often. And I think that's going to be the title of my self-help book. Wish it, want it, have it. Subtitle, Santa Claus is God. So I know most of you are thinking it's a bullshit story. It's never happened to you. But just to rub it in, this is the second such incident in my illustrious life. And don't get me wrong, I don't have any respect for these wanton sex offenders. I don't condone their behavior, unless, of course, I'm their victim. Then victimize away. And after they'd zoomed through the intersection, I considered speeding up to them and promoting the podcast. I said, hey, you'll have a cameo role, both breasts. But we may have to reshoot the scene. Two lowercase reasons to be grateful, one for each breast. So as I mentioned at the end of the last episode and the beginning of this one, I will no longer publish under the title Forgettable Ruminations. I was never completely sold on the title. It's clunky and it doesn't roll off the tongue. It just kind of, you know, tumbles off. And I always had friends asking me, what's the name again? So maybe the word forgettable was working its subliminal magic, you know, encouraging people to forget. It's not a tool of successful branding. And ruminations isn't a real word anyway. Every spell checker has given me the middle finger on it. But the title I originally wanted was Some Things Considered. But because I was building a website to partner with the podcast, somethingsconsidered.com had to be an unregistered domain name. I Googled and sorry, it's taken, already registered. So I Googled somethingsconsidered.com, and I was horrified. Some half-wits took this great name so they could redirect you to other sites where you could learn stuff like, you know, sign language for the blind or how to use a post hole digger to dispose of a corpse. I could tell it was visited like a road of broken glass is visited. This beautiful name, this perfect name for a redirect site, a detour from something worth considering. And obviously the name's a play off the NPR program All Things Considered and completely wasted by people who should wear football helmets everywhere they go, even to bed, in case they slip in the shower in their dreams. And also I have a nostalgic tie to the name Some Things Considered. A few years before my brother's death, we were hanging out at his house, early afternoon, already in our cups. Smash, tank, blitzed, whatever for you younger listeners. NPR in the background, All Things Considered came on. And I don't remember what they were considering that day, but during a commercial break, I told my brother, this is bullshit. I can think of 100 things they've never considered nor ever will. They've bitten off more than they can chew. And my brother said they should call it Some Things Considered. Like, they should consider the possibility of marketing Golden Graham's milk. And like I said, we were impaired. So, a few weeks ago, I was reminiscing about that afternoon, and when I thought about it, relative to the number of things there are to consider, All Things Considered has only considered a few things, not even some, just a few. So, I Google the domain registry, afewthingconsider.com, available. $10 later, I'm the proud renter of afewthingsconsidered.com, and my landlord is a website domain registry called namecheap.com. I owe them $10 a year. So I'm more intellectually honest than those pretentious yappers at All Things Considered, though they do have the advantages of million-dollar studios and knowing what the hell they're doing. I have a $38 microphone and egg crates stapled to the walls to help with echo, and now a $10 annual rental payment. But even under such threadbare circumstances, I can comfortably consider a few things. So last week I considered gratitude, you know, big picture stuff, all caps, progress in science, the arts, culture, etc., the things that progress civilization and make our lives better collectively. And though I'm considering moving flashing women flashing me from small picture to big picture. But I'm obviously not grateful for the coronavirus, not grateful for our dysfunctional government, the disunity in our communities. But these things that seem so terrible now will be historical footnotes, things we, you know, hope to forget. And though I hope we never forget, the healthcare professionals, the doctors, the nurses, cafeteria workers, everyone working in our hospitals, exposing themselves daily to the virus, work until they can barely stand and working under extreme emotional pressure. They watch people die, and they often lose the perspective of realizing how many people they've saved. They only think about how many have died. And there's no amount of gratitude sufficient enough to explain how I feel about these people. But this episode is not about gratitude. It's about ingratitude. And I thought that would be a nice bridge from the final episode of Forgettable Reminations to the first episode of A Few Things Considered. But these things for which I'm ungrateful are merely annoying. Sometimes aggravating, sometimes they royally piss me off. But I'm a fairly calm person. You have to work at it to royally piss me off. You got to be dedicated. I never have road rage, though I sometimes cause it. And I'm never in a hurry. I'm patient and understanding. And while the episode on gratitude dealt mostly with big picture stuff, my ingratitude stems from, you know, fairly petty stuff, not significant ethical or moral transgressions. And why is that? Why the difference in scale between gratitude and ingratitude? And my take is this. Thinking about why I should be grateful and what I should be grateful for engages a higher process of thought. It engages my sense of perspective. I weigh this against that. I weigh the present against the past. And after that, I realize how fortunate we all are to be living now instead of 500 years ago. 500 years ago, there were no Roombas to vacuum while you watched Real Housewives of Orange County, and there was no Candy Crush. And these were hard times. But when it comes to ingratitude, it's typically petty stuff. Even the things that royally piss me off, the peak of my ingratitude pyramid. All of us are ungrateful for the things that gore our sensibilities. Yet, they're things that ultimately signify nothing. Historically, they won't make the footnotes of the footnotes. But they're fun to talk about. So here we go. The first one of these I call red light narcolepsy. You're heading towards an intersection behind the car of the perpetrator. You're not going to make it. The light turns red. You're second in line. And the front runner springs into action, forgets the light will eventually turn green. They reach for their cell phone, text a friend, Facebook a picture of the red light. But this is a long light. They still have some time. So they fish around under the seats for that supersized suppository. And they think, well, maybe I even have time to rub one out. What the hell? I'm a premature ejaculator. I can get it done. And when I see that, I give a preemptive honk. And they bird me in the rear view, as if I'm paying attention. I'm getting a little solo foreplay myself. I'm in no hurry anyway. And I don't know what level of impatience is acceptable once the light turns green. Half a second? 2 seconds? And I have one of those horns that is less menacing than a bicycle bell. Doesn't intimidate anyone from sleeping through any number of lights. I'm in no hurry. You found your suppository, and you're religious about taking your medications on schedule. But on the third green light, I'm slightly annoyed. So at the next green, please proceed through the intersection, preferably in an unsafe manner. And on occasion, I've been the perpetrator too. I've not been vaccinated against red light narcolepsy. But unlike you, I'm doing something worthwhile, perfecting my cure for cancer or my geopolitical strategy for world peace. I'm not inserting my subterranean pharmaceutical or fishing for likes on Facebook. I'm lost in thought to save you. And if you honk at me nanoseconds after the light turns green, you deserve the cancer you get. I was on the cusp of saving you from it. Another mildly annoying thing for which I'm ungrateful, and that's your child crying loudly from some minor thing like colic, especially when I'm lost in thought, curing cancer. Your child's crying is annoying. My son's crying is alarming, but ultimately melodic. My son cries for your listening pleasure. Even discomfort, he has empathy. What else? Also on the mildly annoying scale, podcasts in which the background music is too loud. I already know the music. It's what you're saying that interests me. But if you know yourself to be a gargantuan bore, then crank up the background Elton John, especially if it's Rocket Man. Because as a single parent, I appreciate the parental advice that Mars ain't no kind of place to raise a kid. And George asked me, what is this Mars of which Elton speaks? And I tell him, it ain't no kind of place to raise a kid, George. In fact, it's cold as hell. So this is where I stopped writing last night. It was late. And I thought I'll pick it back up tomorrow after work. But on my way home, I stopped at the grocery store. They have a sale on Moondrop grapes because George loves them. And I have the grapes in the bag and glance at a lady in the produce section with me. And I catch her in a pick and nod of her nose. She picked her butt. And she's kind of a big booty Judy in these form-fitting stretch pants. Now, either her panties or her stretchies have invaded her nether crevice. So she picks out the intruder. It's uncomfortable, I understand. Then she rummages through unpackaged produce. Now, realistically, it's just the optics. But still, I don't know where to rate this behavior. Annoyed, aggravated, royally pissed off. I ask myself, well, what did she touch? And I look over there, it was eggplant. And I can only be annoyed for other people. Eaters of eggplant. People who should be made to catch piranhas with their teeth. People who should not be allowed to vote. Even in Mississippi. And, you know, this butt picker probably improved the eggplant. And it's hard to believe a hint of ass could improve some alleged food. For that reason, I grade her behavior as only mildly annoying. And the last of the mildly annoying, the petty grievances, athletes and coaches who talk in cliches. Whoever wants it more will win. The team that makes the fewest mistakes will win. Well, thank you, Tom Brady. Thank you, Russell Wilson. My dogs can fart more provocative answers and probably smell better. Take a fucking stand like Colin Kaepernick. You aren't worthy of Kaepernick's toenail clippers. And to you insufferable prick coaches who treat the media with disdain, listen up, you condescending dickholes. Bill Belichick, Greg Popovich, all of those zeros on the end of your paychecks come from TV contracts. It's not the butts in the seats or the selling of gear. It's the TV contracts. And TV is the media, those who you have disdain for. The media is your sugar daddy. They built your house. They installed your heated pool. So Belichick, take those cut-off sleeves and ran them straight up your nether hole. Along with the butt picker's eggplant, you condescending prick. You're an aggravating ingrate. Sorry, I just love picking on that guy. So what royally pisses me off, and like I said before, you have to work at it to piss me off. Those of you who proudly proclaim your redneck moniker, you and your rebel flag, you have the unenviable skill of catapulting my sensibilities to DEFCON 5, starting with you muscle-bound, mouth-breathing, maskless mongoloids who don't give a shit about anyone but themselves. Flying your rebel flag on your F-150, your gun rack polished to a mirror-like sheen, you have more Trump Pence bumper stickers than you have paint on your car. A little reality check for you. Those NASCAR drivers you worship, they despise you. They hope a bear rips off your face. And your poor mothers, hiding in shame for producing such globular masses of stupidity. And I hope your deaths are painless, but forthwith, in next week's obituaries. And I've saved the best for last. The behavior that pisses me off like no other. And it has staying power. It transcends my superpower of forgetting. And it's those of you who chide others for imaginary political incorrectness. And I'm not referring to scolding anti-Semites, scolding users of the N-word, scolding men who refer to women as bitches. Like you, I'd like to tase these douchebags in the testicles right after repeated kicks to the same. I generally agree with you here. It's the people who shame that poor college student by daring to dress as Pocahontas for Halloween. This poor woman, honoring a Native American for her courage, and her reward, shaming, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And for these extreme political correctness fascists, no good deed will go unpunished. They have the Facebook power to cancel you. What? You said midget? Say goodbye to your career and hello to the fryer at McDonald's. I'd like to scalp these fuckers. And to those of you who chide me for farting around deaf people, screw you. Go back to the academy and resume your career as the eternal student. One credit shy of 37 different degrees. But I don't let these grievances linger. I have perspective. And I have a dream. And in my dream, there's a big pit of fire. A fire of torture and terror. And I stand on the ledge of that pit, drinking a Starbucks double roast, shoving you snowflakes into the fire, along with the racists, the anti-Semites, and the sexists. You are all equally hindering the progress of civilization. You're birds of a feather. Snowflakes and firebrands in accord at last. And, oh shit, I forgot something too. This is a mild annoyance perpetrated by well-meaning people. Please don't lower your mask to talk to me, to have your gibberish understood. This is exactly when I want you to keep your mouths and noses covered. And if you don't see the problem with this courtesy, then what you are saying probably is of infinitesimal interest to me. And I find this only mildly annoying because there is no mean-spiritedness here. It's just a lack of critical thinking skills and some forgetfulness done by good people. And that's it for this first episode of A Few Things Considered. This virus has created a trying year for all of us. Please make good decisions in the interest of strangers and our friends and family. Check out A Charlie Brown Christmas or Frosty the Snowman, Home Alone, Christmas Story, Bad Santa. We don't have to be slaves to this virus. We simply have to respect it and follow the advice of the scientists. That's easy enough. And I can't offer you access to transcript this week. I severed ties with buymeacoffee.com and am in arduous negotiations with Patreon. And until I figure those out, you only get the pleasure of listening. Please don't forget to give your patronage to local restaurants and to rate your favorite podcasts on your platform of choice. Until next week, it's Harry. I hope you get a good flashing.